let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. There seems to be a chain that shackles, preventing anyone from rising from the dire straits they're in. But for author and our guest on This Week in America, B. Octavia Barnes, it's been a blessing to find an endeavor that gives him a purpose. For him, that purpose is writing. He believes it pays off to just jump into the unknown and sometimes be surprised at the results, then just simply do nothing. Octavia is the author of The Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, First Chronicle. Excellent reviews, best book I've read in years. Wow, this book was amazing, can't wait for the second. And hurry, please, I need to read it. Well, here to talk about Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, First Chronicle, is B. Octavia Barnes. Octavia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
It is going to be fun to talk about this and the series that you're doing here that's getting excellent reviews. I talked about fear seems to be a chain that shackles. I want to talk about that because so many of us go through that where we really need to get, you know, unshackled and get out there and do things. You've decided to do that. You've become a writer and a very talented one. Why did you become a writer? What was fascinating for you about writing?
Just one day I had a dream and I started putting that dream on paper and I realized that I really liked what I was putting on paper. And I ended up writing a book about it, a book, you know, but it's not the book that is Talents of Stone and Fire, it's just my first dabbing into writing. And after I wrote a couple books, you know, I guess you could say it was a warm-up period, and I wrote Talents of Stone and Fire for my first series, beginning of the first series, and I discovered that I really loved it, and didn't want to stop.
And the readers do that, too. The book is available, by the way, the usual places. I'll send you to writersrepublic.com in their bookstore. B. Octavia Barnes, our guest in the program, Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, First Chronicle. I mentioned in the reviews, they're saying, bring on the other one. I enjoyed this one. I'm waiting for a second. Are you working on the sequel?
In fact, the second one is already done. It just needs to be edited and published. So not too far behind.
That will be out soon. And talk about the fact that you've got the first one out, the second one is ready to go. When you started Talents of Stone and Fire, did you know this was going to be a series, or did this just sort of happen as you were writing the book?
Oh, yes, of course. It's a 4-5 book series.
That is great. So as an author, what kind of freedom does that give you? The fact that you've got 4, 5, 6 stories here, that you can really develop the characters and develop the storyline. I think that would be so much better than having to wrap somebody up, in one book, wrap up the story and move on. You get to continue the story. Is that fun as a writer?
Yeah, I've always liked to take my time on things, and this is no different.
How long has it taken you to write, let's say, each of the books, the first book, Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, the First Chronicle, how long did that take you to write?
I'd say the first book probably took me around 6 months, 6 to 7 months, and then the second one probably took around 9.
Talk about the...
I say 9 because it's not yet published, so, you know.
Still in the process of getting out there, and we'll be checking for that. And if you go to writersrepublic.com and you look for Octavia's book, there'll be information there on the second book in the series. Let's talk a little bit about this world that you've created. Give me a little bit of the storyline and the characters, because what you've done is create something special here. What is the storyline, and talk about the main characters?
Well, there's two different main characters, unlike most stories. The protagonist, one is from a very wealthy and esteemed family, the heir to the family, in fact. But he finds himself hated by the whole family and constantly abused by the whole family. His only solace is in a butler named Phil, who constantly tries to take care of the boy. In a desperate attempt to escape, he finally runs away. And that's where kind of his adventure begins. But I don't want to give too much away, but that's kind of where his story ends. On the other side of the coin, there's a boy from a very loving but poor family. And his beginning isn't near as harsh, but all the same, it has very hard trials as well. And I really don't like to skip on the realness of some situations, so I don't. But he also has his reasons for leaving home. He ends up being raised by wolves for a time, and then he goes about his story, and eventually they meet and have their adventure together. In the world, however, everybody in this world is born with a specific talent. It's not known among everybody, but everybody basically has a rare ability that they can do.
Where did you get the idea for this? Where did this concept come from? And then we'll talk about how this evolved as you were writing the story. Where did the idea for Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, where did this come from?
Well, I just really like the idea that friends are really rare. And I wanted to try and put that into a book. Like, no matter how cruel the world is around you, if you just had that one friend, you could make it through things.
With us is B. Octavier Barnes. If you're Googling, that's O-C-T-A-V-I-E-R, B. Octavier Barnes, the book Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series. Excellent reviews. I'll go send you to writersrepublic.com in the bookshop to get information on the book. Once you started, I'm interested in your writing process. Did you have a pretty strict outline when you started, or did you sort of let the characters and the storyline evolve as you told the story?
They say there's two kinds of writers, you know, the kind of person who plans every step for how a book is supposed to be, and then they write it just like that. And there's the people who kind of grow it along. And I guess I'm somewhere in between. When I first started writing the book, I knew exactly what was going to happen in the first book, how it was going to end. And I already know where the second book went, which is why I wrote it so fast. I know where the third one's going to go, and I know where the fourth one. And if there's a fifth one, I know where it's going to go.
I'd like to talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, finish that thought, and then I want to talk a little bit about your background, some of your inspiration, but talk about the process. It's always fascinating, and you seem to have sort of developed your own process, haven't you, in writing, and it works for you very well.
I could say it works very well.
Yeah, okay.
It's just something that you dedicate yourself to wholly. And
yes.
I don't think people would be able to write it as fast if they didn't love it. And it's just something that I honestly really love. Like, I'm lucky that I found writing.
Well, and you talk about as a growing up, you've had a wicked imagination. You've always loved reading. Talk about that, because you've combined the imagination with this love of reading. This is something you use the word love here. This is really something that really brings you joy, doesn't it?
Oh yes, of course. It's a rarity. Like, apparently, it's a big thing that people can't find that one thing that they truly like doing. You know, they say everybody has a job that you can do and do with a smile and love doing. It's not even a job anymore at that point. It's just something you do.
In the beginning, and this is in the blurb for the book, fear seems to be a chain that shackles. Talk about that, because so many of us are held back by the fear of the unknown, the fear of failure. How did you get over that, where you jumped in and you wrote the book and now receiving rave reviews for it? How difficult was that for you to cast that fear aside?
Oh, hugely difficult, for sure. You know, I'm only human in the end, you know, and I don't know. In the story, I try to make this abundantly clear in the author's notes or whatever. It said, you just got to jump sometimes. You just got to take the first step forward. And everybody felt like they'd been alone before. The world was against them. And you just kind of got to muddle your way through sometimes.
What did you enjoy reading? Were there any authors, any books that really inspired you as you developed this love for reading?
Oh, but I haven't done too much reading in the past year and a half. But I'd say authors that inspire me. Let me think for a minute.
Yeah, are there any that, okay, this...
Conan Doyle is one of my favorite authors of all time. He wrote the Sherlock Holmes series,
yep,
of course.
Yes.
More recently, Patrick Rothfuss. He's a great series as well. when it comes to fantasy, and there's always Lord of the Rings, Aragorn, as well, the mainstreams. But I'd say the more special series that people actually don't really, like everybody, for instance, Sherlock Holmes, everybody sees the TV shows and stuff, but I don't know, you get a whole different experience when you actually read the books.
Well, you do, and then your imagination comes into play, and it takes it to a whole different level. Octavia's book is Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, First Chronicle. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. Obviously, you're good at this. You really love what you're doing. What are your goals as a writer? What do you hope to accomplish?
I hope to be a very renowned writer in the future. I'm not going to say the very near future because I don't think it's unrealistic. But I know that writing is something that I love so much that I'll never give up on it, and I have still plenty of years to live, so it's only a matter of time.
Well, and the readers reading some of the reviews here, they're looking forward to the next and the one after that, so they're looking to see what you're going to do in the Brotherhood of Stone series. Let's talk a little bit about when you started writing this book. How difficult was it the first time? It sounds like you just jumped right in there, and I think you said 6 months and you got it done. How difficult was it to actually get the process started? Something new for you. How challenging was that?
It was honestly very challenging. Actually, I've never written before this. I wrote 5 books before this. I just didn't publish any of them because they were, I guess you could say it was me getting a hold of the craft. Vocabulary, sentence structure, you could tell even in Talents of Stone and Fire that these things are kind of rusty, but it was finally a book that I thought was very well done in regards that it didn't embarrass me. And it's something that I edited very many times. I didn't want to publish a book and think it was bad or regret it. And so even that book, by the way, I published it, and a month later I sent a second edition to change the certain words and certain structures. So.
Yeah, I guess it's something you always learn, that part of your craft. Besides being a story that pulls us in as readers, we want to continue. You have messages in the book as well. Talk about what you hope the takeaway is when someone reads Talents of Fire and Stone, the Brotherhood of Stone series, Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, the First Chronicle we're talking about. What do you hope is the takeaway? What do you hope a reader gets from reading that book?
Oh, I honestly hope they take a lot because there's so many rare qualities that you should take from this one specifically. One of them is to value certain qualities that people don't normally value, like family. Some stuff that are being lost through the day. Friendship is the main one, of course, and what friends should be for each other. Right? Also, hard work pays off in the end. And, of course, sometimes it pays to take a risk or two.
How long do you think this series will be? You mentioned a range there. I think 4 to 6 books you're looking at. How long do you think you'll carry on the story? And I guess, what, as an author, you know when the story is pretty much over, you've told all there is to tell?
For the most part, although the story does have an end, doesn't mean the world or the characters necessarily come to an end, you know? Sequels have been planned out besides the main series, so I might take a break after book 2 and write one of those.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You do have this well laid out. What has this whole process been like for you and to get the reviews? You pour everything into this. You put the book out there. You're getting reviews. People are enjoying the series, wanting more of the series. How rewarding is that to know that people are responding in a very positive way to the books you've written?
I'm very grateful.
It would have to be
the
very...
truth is, I've had people help me along the way, and it took a lot of time to get to this point, but it's one of those things that you look back on and realize it's a lot about the path and not the destination.
Well, and you talked about a blessing to find an endeavor that gives one a purpose. What has writing done for you and your life and giving you a purpose? Because it sounds like this is something that's sort of constantly on your mind because you're thinking about what you're going to do with your characters and the story in the book.
Yeah, it's very fulfilling. The characters in the book, I try to write in a way to where I'm. It kind of sounds kind of weird, but I try to write in a way to where I'm not biased. But like, I like to cheer on the main character too. You know, I read books and I'm always cheering for the main character and stuff. And whenever I write, I find that I'm not really allowed to do that anymore. You're supposed to do what the character is supposed to do with their specific mindset and how they respond in a given situation. But I find that it really helps me grow, honestly.
There are people, I'm sure, who have thought, I would like to write, but again, that fear comes in there, the apprehension, I'm not sure that I'm good enough, I'm not sure that I could do this, or other aspects of their life where they want to do something, maybe even do a different job, maybe go back to school to learn a different skill. You jumped in and into the unknown, and it's paid off for you. What advice would you give those that are looking for something different? They're just afraid to engage in it.
I feel like anything like that takes a huge amount of dedication and resolve. And once anybody finds something that is that important to them, that they will have that dedication and resolve to make that happen, or those around them to support them to make it happen.
A minute or so left in the program. What are you working on now? You've got book two that is ready to go. It sounds like, at least in your mind, you've got things pretty well sketched out for a whole series of books, and then follow-up books for those books.
Well, book two is actually nearly twice as long as the first book, and book three is going to be nearly three times as long as the first book. And so I'm honestly just preparing for book three, because usually when I begin writing, it's something that I don't talk to anybody for weeks, you know, I don't on social media, don't watch TV, like everybody, I come out of my house with like a full beard, where have you been, you know, my friends will ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, almost you've got to sort of seclude yourself and you and your thoughts and your characters and the world that you've created. That sounds like that's exactly how you go about doing it. You really get involved in that character, in that world. And it's paid off. This is the series, as I mentioned, rave reviews. It's Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, first chronicled by B. Octavia Barnes. That's O.C., T-A-V-I-E-R. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. I'll send you to writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. Octavia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. This has been fun. I'm excited for the job you've done. Looking forward to, hopefully, we can talk about the second book in the series. Congratulations on what you've done so far. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
You do the same. Octavia Barnes, author of Talents of Stone and Fire, the Brotherhood of Stone series, first chronicle. Information available, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.